Zach, this is dictating on Brenda Loper. L-O-P-E-R, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Date of birth is 4-9-1965. Date of visit is 1-25-23. Please make copy for Alicia DeSavre. A-L-I-S-H-A, Alicia. DeSavre is D. D as in David. D-E-S-S-A-V-R-E. DeSavre. D-E-S-S. S as in Sam. A-V-R-E. M-D. Dear Alicia, next paragraph. Thank you for sending Brenda Loper, L-O-P-E-R, for pulmonary evaluation. Next. History of present illness. This is a 57-year-old lady who is overweight and has a past history of hypertension and history for diabetes and fibromyalgia, as well as DVT and peripheral neuropathy. Has been short of breath with exertion. She denies denies chest pains, but has wheezing, coughing spells, and has had reflux symptoms. The patient is overweight, and has history for snoring, and never had a sleep study done. She had a chest X-ray done this past year, which was clear. She also states that she had a COVID-19 infection in January 22, following which her symptoms have worsened with fatigue, shortness of breath with exertion, and coughing spells. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes the history of diabetes mellitus type 2, history of hypertension, past history of sinus surgery. He also had asthmatic symptoms and allergic rhinitis, and had DVT, as well as history of arthritis of the knees and irritable bowel syndrome, and previous histories for colonoscopy and endoscopy. She had a C5 and C6 discectomy and fusion. And previous history for fibromyalgia. Next paragraph, allergies to Darvocet. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of heart disease, mother died of kidney disease and congestive heart failure. Next paragraph, Habits the patient never smoked, drinks alcohol occasionally. She is presently employed, but does office work. Next, system review. The patient has fatigue, no fever or weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no glaucoma. She has sore throat, hoarseness, wheezing and cough. She has heartburn, abdominal pains, nausea and constipation. Also has chest pain, calf pain, palpitations, and leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches and memory loss, and then no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list include famotidine 40 milligrams, such as Brio, Ellipta, one puff a day, and Montelukast 10 milligrams, such as. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this moderately overweight, middle-aged African-American female was alert. No acute distress, no pallor, clubbing, or cyanosis. Blood pressure 150 by 80, pulse is 100, respiration 16, tension 97.6, weight is 216, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. No crackles on either side. Heart sounds of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves ghostly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is probable obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. She will also be scheduled for a polysomnographic study to evaluate her for sleep apnea. Weight loss was discussed. She will continue with Brio 100 by 25 micrograms, one puff a day, and the follow-up visit be arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Alicia DeSavri. Alisha DeSavri, DeSSavre, MD. Thank you.